Raising the federal minimum wage as little as $1 an hour would prevent hundreds of babies from dying each year. Researchers at Emory University looked at three decades of data and found a pattern. States that increased their minimum wage to $1 above the federal level had a 4% decrease in infant deaths. The number of babies born at low birth weights also dropped in those states. The analysts estimate that if every state had a minimum wage of at least $8.25, over 500 newborn deaths could be prevented every year. Nearly 2,800 more babies would also be born at healthy weights. There are a lot of arguments for and against increasing wages. The potential public health benefits of putting more money in employees' pockets is one on the pro side. An increase in the minimum wage may reduce financial stress on expectant families and also can give them the means to afford fresher, healthy food. After children are born, the health benefits pay for themselves because parents require less time off to care for sick children. Making sure all children are born healthy and into a healthy household must now be a priority for us all. More information is at MarylandFamilyNetwork.org. The First 5 Years is produced for Maryland Family Network for WYPR. For Maryland Family Network, I'm Linnea Anderson.